This week's Toraway has been sponsored by Lishmas from Shimon ben Rav Chaim Shor.
Test Zion Tammuz, Monday the 18th of July, Rabbi Yonos and Rudin. Is it ever okay to hate a fellow Jew?
Good morning. So if the answer was yes or no, is it ever permissible to hate a fellow Jew? We could stop now and go home. Obviously the matter is somewhat more complex and complicated. And one of the reasons why I thought perhaps to talk about this inyan today is because last week Klal Yisrael globally was mishtatef in the tzar of a horrific murder, which Kechol HaNireh was perpetrated by one Jew on an innocent Jewish victim. And the question is, what emotions are we meant to feel towards this person, towards the perpetrator? Is a person allowed to feel a sinner? Is a person allowed to feel a personal hatred towards this Jew for the act that he's committed? That's somewhat of an extreme case, but we'll take a look through the Psukim, through the Rishonim, and we'll see a complete inyan here as to what are the correct feelings that a Jew is meant to have for a fellow Jew. So there are two parts to this sugya. There's the lav, there's the prohibition, and then there's the heter, when we are in fact allowed to hate fellow Jews. So we'll start with the lav. Pasuk says, "Lisisna es achicha bil vavecha." You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely confront your friend, and you shall not bear sin on his behalf, on his account. Now the interesting dik in the pasuk, first off, as we'll see, is the pasuk says, you mustn't hate your brother in your heart. So why does the pasuk say in your heart? What am I telling to his face? I hate you. Have I violated loisisna asachicha bil vavecha? Maybe the Torah is only talking about concealed hatred. Whereas if I tell a person I hate you, that certainly is not going to be v'ahav terecha kamecha. It might be a nas devarim, might constitute verbal abuse. But it might not be a violation of loisisna asachicha bil vavecha. We'll see in a moment. The Ramban has a very important ma'alach in the sugya. The second paragraph in the Ramban is the explanation he likes more. You shall surely rebuke. Or more importantly, or more correctly, says the Ramban, Abraham is Avimelech. And Abraham confronted Avimelech. The Torah says, do not hate your brother in your heart. When he does something to you that you don't like, you're a victim. He's hurt you in some way. He's cheated you in some way. He's treated you unfairly in some way. Do not keep the hatred in your heart. Rather confront him. Why did you do this to me? And that's why the pasuk ends off, and you shall not bear sin on his account. So the Torah is saying, if someone does something bad to you, and you don't confront him, and you don't have it out with him, and you don't try and engage in a dialogue with him, what's going to happen? Feelings of frustration and hatred are going to build up in your heart because of him. So you're going to end up doing an avera because he did an avera to you. That's where the Ramban is saying, don't hate your brother in your heart because he's done something to you. Rather confront him so that you won't sin on his account. That's very important. From you confronting him, maybe he'll apologize to you. Maybe he will do tshuva as a result of it. The Torah is telling us, where the Ramban is learning the pasuk, if you've got an issue with somebody, the best thing to do is to actually confront the issue and bring it out in the open. Now it might be, and this I think would be a sufficient kiyum of the Ramban, a person could send a shaliach to do this if it's too difficult. A person could write a letter. Sometimes it's easier to do that way, whichever way a person chooses to do it. The Torah is telling us the way Hashem wants us to deal with the breakdown in relationships between each other is to confront the issue rather than bury our head in the sand. That's the way the Ramban learns the Pasuk. The Rashbam, Kedarkei Bakaidash, takes the Pasuk at face value. Im Gamal Charav Leis Yisrael Avka Oyehev Bekirbo Yasim Arvo Lo Tov Adav Shata Oysa Al Tisneu Belibcha El Hachiach Tichichenu Amar Sha'asa Mitochkach Yiyeh Shalom. The Rashbam says the Issa is in your heart. Im Gamal Charav, if a person has done something bad to you, Leis Yisrael Avka Oyehev, you're not allowed to appear to be as if you love him. You're not allowed to appear friendly to him, but inside you're burning. That's not allowed. You're not allowed to keep the hatred in your heart, rather bring it out. The Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, takes it a little bit further and takes on a different kivon. Mitzvos as leisas a shinbeis. In 302nd negative commandment. It's very interesting, whenever the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos is talking about Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveri, he talks about Ktsaseinu es Ktsaseinu. One part of us to another part of us. It seems with the worldview of the Rambam, Klal Yisrael is one organic whole. If so one Jew hates another Jew, it's one part hating another part. Right? Ktsaseinu es Ktsaseinu. Some of us, another of us. It's all part of the same organic being. We're not allowed to hate each other, says the Rambam. V'amir esisna esachicha bovavecha brings our pasuk. V'loshem sifri brings a sifri. Lo amayti el asinah balev. The ister that arises over here, as we mentioned before, is actually only sinah balev. It's only having hatred in your heart. Amar v'shehera lo asinah. But if a person actually shows that hatred, v'haydiya shusayna isay. Right? And tells him to his face, do you know, I hate your guts. Eina ayve alalaf, oze alaf, a person taket doesn't violate, this is not sachicha bovavecha. The Rambam is taking this bovavecha very seriously. It's only in your heart. But if you tell him I hate you, then abal, aloisikom loisitar, a person will be violating other things such as taking revenge or bearing a grudge. Boival asay, boomri bahafterecha kamecha, it's all litany of sins. Abal sinas halev, who chazat yos min akol. But sinas halev is actually stronger than anything else, which is why the Pasuk points out, the heart being the seat of the emotions, that is where the emotions are the strongest.
Why is this pressing it?
Because the Issa is not letting the person know. Right? The Issa is that when a person expresses it, then it will have, potentially, the effect of bringing shalom. It could even be therapeutic in some sense. But it's less of a sin. It's less of a sin. The Rambam mitzvahs asay reishay, hu shetzivanu lechiach achoyte mishamar tzalachtem imnoes mimeni mamazat techocha. Right, so we have to, the Rambam explains, that in the mitzvah of techocha, of rebuking each other, is also confronting the issue shenechiach, again this lashon, of ketzaseinu leketzaseinu, rather, we make to confront it when a person has hurt another Jew, offended another Jew. We have to confront the issue, not bear the hatred in our hearts and bear a grudge. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos paskens lahalacha kalasena echad miyisrael beliboy. If a person hates another Jew in their heart, over below sase, they violated negative commandment, as it says, lo sisna esachicha b'olavecha. This is a love which gets no malchus because it's a lav she'en b'maisa. The Rambam again says the same point he says in Sefer Mitzvah. So leizhira Torah el asina balev. Aval amake eschavera, if he wants it further, actually hits the guy, macharfa, and he curses him, afal pi she'enu rashai, of course you're not allowed to do such a thing, eino ayvim mishon lusisna. Person will not be violating this sisna, that's the way the Rambam paskens halacha. And the same thing again in the next halacha, we see the pattern developing. If a person a person not allowed to bear enmity and remain quiet, rather there is a mitzvah on him to confront. Right, this is the way the Rambam is learning. The Pasuk goes, Sisna sachicha b'lavavecha, herkeach techeach es amisecha. The Yad Ktana, We'll leave out the case of Mishnah for the moment. The Ad Katana explains why this would be. So it gives pshat in the Rambam, in Dalet. Ikar sinas alev, because she ain't a modia maras sin aklal. The ikar sina in the heart is where a person doesn't show this hatred at all. Ki matmin umachasa oisa belibo. Because he is holding it in and concealing it in his heart. You might think you're a big tzaddik. Right? You might think you're a big tzaddik. Yeah, I hate the person, but I'll never tell him. I'll just keep it in. The Akitana is telling us that that's the worst kind of sinner you can have. To repress the feelings or to keep them bottled in. Repression is never a good thing. What will happen? V'nikris b'loshna tzara sitzmon. Enmity. V'sherish parash rosh v'la'ana. He teva the inyana shall sitma, asher mebilti afshilias nichba melibo klal, vibaeris keesh bekirba. If a person feels this feeling of concealed enmity, it burns inside him like a fire. To push it down and push it down and push it down and not let itself express in the confrontation, baeris keesh bekirba. Ubechal eis misera alev lachar isra al-chaver, lidreshar maybe al-chavero. At any point, the person could just explode and do something far worse than he would have done initially, because he kept the feelings and repressed them and repressed them and repressed them, says the Akitana. At any point, he could just flip, he could explode. That's far worse. It will cause even more hatred. If a person tries to repress it without expressing it, it could get even worse. A person's life could be in danger. And eventually, the hatred was so great he wanted to kill Yaakov. If a person actually confronts the person and shows the sin and takes it out of his heart, as nichbeis ha'esh misina b'libo, you might have machlokes on the outside, but at least you have got rid of those feelings which are far more dangerous, which could explode into something far worse. Now, remember, we have said, if you remember the other Kitana saying Chak the Rambam, there might be Lo Sikar and Lo Sitar, and there might be Pen Yosef. A person will have to confront in a positive, constructive way. Right, as the Rambam explained, the Rambam also said. Right, you're not allowed to let it just explode at any point. A person has to find a way with the Cheshbon of how to allow the sinner to come out rather than keeping it in. Hopefully in a way that will bring shalom rather than machlokas. The Chafetz Chaim explains why this sitma, this concealed enmity, is even worse. So is the Chafetz Chaim. And if I'm Iba Masafa Gamallah, talking about when he has the whole list of things, the whole collection of Averas, the person is Iba on when he speaks Lashonara, no sisna zachicha b'vavecha, kugeni b'fon of shalom yidava Israel, a person so nice to a person to his face. He's speaking awfully about him in front of other people. So to his praise, so we're all smiles and sweetness. But when it comes to him, well, we're talking about this person to other people, he's speaking Lashon Hara. Not only is it the Issa of Lashon Hara, but it will also be Lo Sisna Sachicha B'Vavecha. If he tells people to not to tell him, don't tell Pliny that I'm saying this about him, but that will certainly be. In the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, which is the Perish on the Chafetz Chaim, he says what's so terrible about having this concealed hatred of Bilvah Vecha is that a person doesn't know who his enemies are. He could end up trusting, putting faith in his enemies, in the very people that are about to harm him. Now, if you don't know who likes you and who hates you, how do you develop a relationship with anybody? You can end up trusting a person, right? Where with any kind of secret or with money, with confidence in a person that's really out to get you. If you know who your enemies are, you'll stay clear. If you know who the people that are out to get you are, so you'll avoid interaction with them. If you don't know, that's even worse. That's what the Chafetz Chaim and Be'er Ma'im Chaim explains. That is in terms of the Issa. However, we have times where the Torah talks about a Soina. Right, for example, the mitzvah of prika and te'ina. Right, the mitzvah of helping one's soina over one's oyev. So we'll see as the Gemara discusses it. There is a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Asayne shenem v'mutar." It's the Rambam in Hilchas Reitzayah. Loim umasa'ilam hu. The Sona, the enemy that the Torah is talking about, by the way, the halachic definition of an enemy, just so you should be aware, is someone who doesn't speak to someone for 3 days because of hatred. Now, plenty of people we don't speak to for more than 3 days at a time. That's obviously not called a Sona. But someone you dafka don't speak to for 3 days because of feelings of hatred, they will now have the halacha of an enemy. And there are certain nafkaminas, for example, lagabi and irmiklat, if a person kills a Sona, the shegeg, he's not going to be able to go to an irmiklat. So at least Sona. So the Rambam is talking about Sona shenema batera, lema umasa elamu. He's not a guy. Elam Yisrael, he is a Jew. Veheach ye Yisrael, Sona mi Yisrael. How can a Jew hate another Jew? You're not allowed to hate your brother in your heart. The rabbi said, person sees another Jew about to do an Avera. Right? You're about by yourself, there's no agent with you, nothing like that. You see another Jew about to turn the ignition in his car on Shabbos. And he's saying, excuse me, sir, Shabbos today, you're not allowed to do this. It's lighting a fire on the Sabbath day. V'yisrabayim, he says, I don't care. V'lo chaza, har is a mitzvah l'sayna, she has a tshuva v'yashav mirishav. There's a mitzvah to hate such a person until he does tshuva. Mitzad sheni, there's a stira, because the Rambam, in his Hakdama l'Perek Chelek, enumerates the 13 principles of faith. Yud Gimel Ikra. The Rambam says, v'ka'ashe yamin ha'adam eila yasaydes kulam. When a Jew believes and accepts these 13 principles of faith, these Yudim and Ikrim, then he is nichnas into Klal Yisrael, and all the mitzvahs ben Adam and Chaveru will apply to such a Jew. Afilu arsa mash yochal min averus machmas taiva v'iskabrus ha-teva garua. Who neinash kafi chetoi, aval yesh lechelek leilam haba. Ruma poshe Yisrael. Now, even if a person believes in, the person believes in these 13 ikrim, but he doesn't have avera for whatever reason, either he enjoys going to the football on Shabbos afternoon, he's a mammon, B, he can't resist going to the football on Shabbos afternoon, mumma lit avon. For that, yes, he will get his comeuppance for the avera that he's done, but we say, Yisrael shachata, Yisrael afal bi shachati Yisrael. He's still a Yid. He doesn't lose his exalted status of Yisrael just because he didn't have. But if a person is a kaifa on the Yud Gimel Ikrim, in that sense, he's Yotzmich al-Achicha, he's Yotzmich al-Israel, in such a situation, it's the Lasanai. Person is meant to hate such a person. So we'll leave aside for the moment, which we've discussed I think before here, the sugya of Tinek Shinishba. Right, a Jew who doesn't know better, he never had the benefit of a Torah education, therefore doesn't believe in Yud Gimel Ikrim. Right, well, Tinek Shinishba is Bapashtis and Aines. Okay, and therefore will be considered to be Bichlal Klal Yisrael. Let's leave that aside. Let's deal with the case at hand in its specifics. So talking about a Yid that should know better. Shaina Perish, for whatever reasons, he has taken on heretical views. He's an apikoros. With full das and with full knowledge, he is a genuine bona fide apikoros. Says the Rambam, in such a situation, mitzvah is sana alavdek. Then is a mitzvah to kill him. So the Chavetz Chaim points out astira. What will be the attitude as a Jew is meant to have towards someone who's a Baal Avera, but is not an apikoros? So lefi the Rambam in Hilchos Reish Seach, there'd be a mitzvah to hate him until he does tshuva. Lefi the Rambam in Hagdama leperek Chinek, there wouldn't be a mitzvah to hate him at all. The mitzvah to hate only applies to apikorosim, meaning, who would not apply to your general yid, who is taka just a Baal Avera. Chavetz Chaim's oimid on the steer, but I am a parent, you give him Hilchos Reish Seach, shmiss on nefesh. Shukasa is a mitzvah to listen to Yisrael v'rzeh. So the Chavetz Chaim is Meramis to the stira we just said out. Again, the stira is, what is the status of a Jew who is a Mamin, but does Averus? Lefi the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to hate him until he does tshuva. Lefi the Rambam is like, don't want to pay, there'll still be a mitzvah of Avos Yisrael to such a person. So the Gemara in Pesachim, He talks about the parish of Priket Ina, where you have to be makdim the soila. You have to help out your enemy first. Right? So the Gemara there has a whole discussion, which is where this Rambam is coming from, of what is the definition of a soila. The Gemara says it's someone you saw do an Aveira, but no one else did. There's no Eidim, so you can't get his comeuppance in Beis Din. But you saw it happen. Tosfos asks, why is the Soila before the Oyev? What is the inyan of Kfiyas HaYetzer? Apparently there's an inyan of Kfiyas HaYetzer here to help the Soila first. But before an Oyev, before an enemy, the Tosfos has a very important line over here. The Tosfos in the last line of the Tosfos says, "V'yishlema kemi shu soina gam chaveri soina isai k'mayim panu l'panu k'nei v'adam l'adam u'bayim etechach l'dei sina gemura v'shach kfiyas hayetzer." Tosfos tells us a very important use of your soina over here, that the mitzvah to be kaifa your yetzer, the mitzvah to help a soina, even though he said there's a certain person you're meant to hate, person's done that, no one else saw it apart from you. There's a mitzvah to hate such a person. Nonetheless, Tosfos says the reason why the Torah says, the Gemara says you must help such a person unload his donkey, is because otherwise you'll calmly de sina gemura. What's going on here? In order to stop this sina gemura, there is kriyas yetzer. There seems to be some kind of tension over here. Person's meant to have sina, but not sina gemura. What's going on? The Machzis Hashakal explains, "Perish Shabar Midei Sina Gemur Shemoysif Sina Umash Asanu Kva Alidei Shava Avera Gam Tchila Imayashav B'Tshuva Hayachayizim Isina." So the Achshav Keshabar Midei Sina Gemur Afele Keshiyashav B'Tshuva Tishah Asina. So this Machzis Hashakal says, "What is Sina Gemur? The Sina Gemur means after the person's done Tshuva, you'll still hate him. You let it get personal. So the Sina which is not a Sina Gemur is a Sina, so to speak, which is Vashem Shamayim." That when the person does tshuva, you'll love him again. A sinner gemurah, which the Gemara is saying you must avoid the sinner gemurah, even for an over avera, that the person has to have kfiyas hayetzer for, to make sure he doesn't come to the sinner gemurah. It's beautifully explained by the Tanya. But the Tanya explains, a person who is this over avera, the next door neighbor that drives the car on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to hate him. But there's also a mitzvah to love him. Stira in the Rambam. V'shtein hem emes, says the Baal HaTanya. They're both true. Sina mitzad hara shabahem, v'ahava mitzad b'chinas ha-toyif ha-gona shabahem. A person is an admixture of good and bad. There's a sina mitzad, I hate what he does, I don't hate who he is, says the Baal HaTanya. Every single yid is a chelek elokim mal. His essence, his yisoid is tar. He's got a neshama which is the highest of the high. Yes, right now he's doing an avera. I have a mitzvah to hate the avera, but we mustn't come to this sin of Gemara where I actually make it personal and hate the person. I hate what he does with a passion. I have Hashem sinura. If you really love Hashem, you'll hate evil. So every Friday night, Ayave Hashem Sinura. You tell a chatoim in Aretz, not the chaitin, the Gemara there. We're not allowed to let it get personal. If it's a sinner, which is the Shem Shamayim, the fact that an Avera has been done, you're hating the Avera, but you're not hating the person. We're hating what he does, with a passion. Because we care about the MS. Because you see, it hurts. Because it hurts. Chil Shabbos hurts. Nevelis and Chafers hurt. But says the Baal HaTanya, but you don't hate the person. The person's a yid. Can't hate another yid. You bechinas gonas mitaych aram esitra achra hagay v'al eber eshoim rachmanas v'vateles asin ma'eres ahava yedeo mashakasov v'yakam eshepad as Avraham. It's better. He goes into deeper things. And I mean about the karsim shenem chelik b'leke yisrael. That's a whole different story. If a person is a genuine apikoros, then they're in a whole different gather. So this is very important though. In Mitaratz the Rambam, we hate the lifestyle of a Baal Avera, but we don't hate him himself. Which comes out something fascinating, by the way, which is that we're entering into the 3 weeks. The whole idea, Sinas Chinam, Avas Chinam. If a person isn't a Baal Avera, just happens to have a lifestyle which is different to yours, then it's going to hesitate. Person might have been shown the Torah mitzvahs and has a slightly different hashkafa. If then, isadaraisa. In fact, if you see a beautiful, beautiful expression of this inyan, is in its siv in his hadom to hamikdava. It tells the gracious sefer Yasha. And he explains at the time of the churban bayis sheni, the problem of the sinas chinam was that everyone that was less frum than them was a goy, everyone that was more frum than them was an absolute fanatic. Anyone that wasn't exactly their type of person, oh, they're wrong, they're not Jews, they're apostle, they're chief. This is the Indian, it's the Shabbos of Tammuz. The Indian is to realize, this is achicha b'lavecha, means we don't hate other Jews. We hate the actions that are negative Torah. But certainly when a person's actions are commensurate with the Torah, or even if it's a tinnik shnishpah and is honest legamre, in that situation, there is a mitzvah to love them like any other Jew. Just finish off with the Sefer HaChinuch. There's an important caveat over here. The Sefer HaChinuch talks about, if we're talking about hating the Baal Avera, just remember, the heter of even hating a Baal Avera, which we said will be permitted, will only be the sinas harashayim ein ba'isa, ela mitzvah l'sanosan, acha shneachecha yisach al-chetam harda pa'amin. The mitzvah to even hate a Baal Avera is only after you've tried to do real techacha a number of times, and even then he doesn't repent. In fact, the Margin Yisatav at the end of Avos Chesed talks about who knows how to do techacha nowadays anyway. So it's somewhat of an academic point. But certainly, we have a very clear value system. We know what's right and what's wrong. We know what's toiv and what's ra. Yeah, part of being a yid is to hate the ra. To search for toiv, to try and do toiv, to avoid averus. Whether it's in our personal interactions, whether on a global scale, means we might hate the evil in the actions, but chas v'shalom to hate the perpetrator.